When Iranians go to the polls on June 14th, they will get to select one of 8 presidential candidates, all but one older than 50, and all men. Iran's Guardian Council ruling last month, a woman cannot be president, even though 30 women sought to be included in the race. That worries Iranian women's rights activists, who say Iran's clerics, led by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, were trying to send a message. Longtime activist and lawyer Mirangiz Kaur spoke to VOA via Skype.
And they think that Iranian women, they should stay at home. And it's better they make them more limited than this.
But some of the candidates appeared to be reaching out to women voters anyway. When Mohammad Reza Aref, the 61-year-old university professor seen as the leading reformer in the race, registered to run, he did so with his wife. He quickly drew comparisons to Turkey, where Islamist-leaning Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan appeared in campaigns with his wife. Iranian hardliners criticized the husband-wife appearances as Western. Still, some of the more conservative candidates have promoted joint appearances with their wives, something current President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also did when he was a candidate. Kaur says it means little.
Sometimes that you can see some women beside their husband during elections, it seems something like propaganda for the man and not for women.
But some analysts say the ability of women to influence the election outcome is not out of the question. They point to Mohammad Khatami's election in 1997 when he appealed to women and minorities. In the last presidential election in 2009, the 4 final candidates spoke on women's issues. Analyst Genevieve Abdo with the Stimson Center says this election is much different.
Unlike last time, there are no candidates that are inspiring people.
Despite that, a hunger for inspiration, especially among women, seems to linger. In recent weeks, this video showing former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani during his last campaign has gone viral on Iran's social media sites. In it, a young woman criticizes the societal status of Iran's women. The video shows Mr. Rafsanjani with tears forming in his eyes. But voters cannot choose Mr. Rafsanjani this time. The Guardian Council barred his candidacy during its final cut. Jeff Selden, VOA News.